Hello and welcome to the Heartworking Dad podcast. I'm your host, Gabriel Perez, and this is a podcast for Christian fathers who want to grow in their faith and lead their families with purpose. I'm your host, Gabriel Perez. I've been married to my wife for 13 years. We have three awesome kids. We both work full-time jobs and homeschool our kids. And in addition to that, I'm a certified biblical parenting coach from the National Center of Biblical Parenting Association. This month's topic is Thanksgiving and gratitude. So the whole month we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving and gratitude and how different little segments of how we can incorporate that in ourselves, in our family, and so on. So last week was cultivating a heart of gratitude. This episode is teaching children to be grateful. Now, when I think about that, how many of us have heard this from our parents? You better eat your food because there are starving kids in Africa. Yeah, have you heard that? I must have heard that a million times. And it was funny. I was at a Thanksgiving dinner with some friends, and one of our friends, he was hosting an international student, and we're eating there and we're just talking, and one of our friends said, yeah, I'd always tell my kids they're starving kids in China, so you better eat your food. and he was from China, and he was like, whoa, like, he had to, like, you know, because he's from China. But the funny thing is that was kind of the myth for him, is because he was pretty wealthy, so that wasn't exactly true for them. But it was just funny because we caught in the moment of saying this thing, but then you're actually saying that in front of someone who was from the third world country, and it actually wasn't true for that person. But it was just a good kind of, we all kind of laughed about it, and he laughed about it. But yeah, I've heard that a lot of times growing up. You better eat your food because there's, and truth is, there is. And guess what? I am guilty of saying that to my kids as well. Because isn't that what we do sometimes as parents? Hey, it worked for me growing up. I'm going to do it for my kids. And I don't know if it did work for me. I just ate it because I didn't want to get beating. Or I wanted to be done from the table. But, you know, I don't know if it totally works for my kids. But, you know, teaching our children to be grateful. I think it's really hard in this day and age too. Because there's so much possessions. There's so many things that we now have access to. I mean, your kids can watch, you know, we can just binge watch as much shows as we want. If we want to get these toys, we can go to Toy Store. If they're not at the Toy Store, you can go to Amazon. You know, there's so many outlets to just give kids whatever they want. Now when we go to dinner, you know, oh, give them the iPad or give them this, or we're going to go on a road trip. They get to play video games. You know, I think I didn't get to play video games. I just had to sit there and look out the window and let my imagination grow. And a lot of these things can create an entitlement for our kids. And we have to find a way to take away the entitlement and to find gratitude. So how do we do it? Because, I mean, I'm not saying that, oh, you can't do this, you can't do it. I don't want to be, you know, we don't have to just take away from our kids and give them nothing. I think when the kids understand what they have and they can have a heart of gratitude, it opens up these blessings. It opens up these things because it's not just, I get this because I get this, but they understand and they can appreciate these things. That's ultimately what we want, not to just take everything from our kids, but to have them have a gratitude of where that came from and, you know, what they get to have where others may not. So how do we do that? How do we teach gratitude in our family? And I think one of the things that I've done is in prayer. Praying, we pray every night. To be honest, I wish we used to pray before every meal. And somewhere along the line, we kind of stopped. But I'm kind of reminded as I'm doing Thanksgiving and gratitude that it is important to pray before every meal. You know, that's the simplest form of giving thanks, that, hey, we have food. We have nourishment. I think my pastor said today, if you make over $30,000, you are one top 1% in the world. That's, you know, I think we can all, some of us can look at them like that's not a lot of money in America. But that being said, we are still have way more than a lot of people do. And so we can easily just forget the simple blessings. And so that's one thing that I'm taking as I'm doing this podcast is I want to start praying thanks over our meals. Having a heart of gratitude for food. You know, we do that sometimes, but that should be a practice. But for at nighttime, I pray over my kids. And one of the things that I'm always reminded to pray is just thanking God for the simple things at night. You know, what I'll notice is sometimes, you know, it was raining really hard. We had this storm that came through. And just I started praying, you know, for, you know, the people out there. Like, God, there are people out there in the storm who are having to really just battle the elements. And we pray for them. We pray that you would just cover them, protect them, keep them warm. And God, I thank you that we have this home. I thank you that we have this home that gives us protection from the rain. We have these beds that we can be warm in with blankets and safety. This home that brings safety. And just praying for these simple things that our kids, they may not think about that. But if we're praying and thanking God for these things, just the simple things, I think it's going to start making a difference. It's going to, you know, it may not be the first time you pray. It may not be the second, but this is the habit. This is teaching our children. It's an ongoing process. We don't have gratitude every day. It's almost like a habit. We have to build gratitude. And so that's one way we can do it with our children is just praying over the simple things. And another way it would be to encourage thankfulness. You know, I don't think we really emphasize the importance of please and thank you in this day and age. You know how I could tell? We were at Costco. And, you know, the people who give out the snacks at Costco, and you go and you get all the samples. My son, he went and got a sample, and he said, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. The lady was surprised. She was like, oh my gosh. She's like, you wouldn't be surprised how many people come up and just take them and don't say anything. She's like, you're raising your kids right. And honestly, I was like, oh, good. Thank you. Oof. It's like a sign of relief because, you know, we do tell our children, say thank you, say please. But you never know when it comes down to it. Are they going to do it? Do they do it every time when I'm not there? So, but he did. And she took notice to it right away. And I think that's because the majority of people just don't do it. You know, there's this, this idea that I've heard a lot of people, my wife has been working with ChatGPT, and we saw this thing, and she sent me this reel of so my wife, she's been learning ChatGPT, and I've been using it a little bit, and so she sent me this reel, and it was like millennials, and I'm not sure if it's millennials or Gen Z, I forget these whole, what they call each people, but it was the new age, the kids who are like now growing up in this age of AI and everything, they're like a Gen Z, or I'll just call them Gen Z. Asking ChatGPT, give me this, give me that, give me that. Like, that's how they talk. Give me, give me, give me. And I noticed, like, when I used ChatGPT, I was like, can you please? And even my wife, she's like, always, can you do this? Can you do that? And it's just that idea now that kids are growing up without even knowing please or thank you. Not even having just that idea, just give me, give me. Because that, I mean, the culture that we live in is like that. What can I get right now? What can I get, you know, from Amazon right now and send it. I want it tonight. I want it today. I can get my video games and get them downloaded instantly. Give me, give me, give me. Teaching our kids please and thank you will go a long way in their hearts. And it's so simple. I think even some people are, it's like you don't force, you know, say please, say thank you. But it's, what do we say? And that's what I've learned to practice. Hey, you just got this. What do you think you should say? That's how we've been practicing in our family, is not making them say please or making them say thank you. Of course, if you have a little one, I think there is a little more direction involved. For my younger kid, it's like, hey, we need to say thank you. I'm like, oh, thank you. Or what do you say? And then he says it. But as my kids get older, I don't tell them to say thank you or please. I say, hey, what do you say? That person just gave you something. And they'll be like, thank you, please, or, you know, whatever. So I think it's asking the question as they get older. If you have an older kid, just saying, hey, what do we say when someone gives us something? You know, or even just showing them, hey, you know, that person, they just did something really nice for you. What do you think about that? And then, you know, a couple times I've had that conversation where like, oh, I should go tell them thank you. And they do. And a lot of times they do it on their own. But I'm grateful that we've kind of instilled that in our kids. Because it's just, to me, it seems so basic. But in the world around us, it actually may not be basic. It actually may be a real need and a real blessing when people see that. That's going to make them stand out in a world of people who aren't grateful. So I think those are two things that we can really focus on as fathers. We can take to our families of praying over the simple, praying over the little things that we take for granted, because they're actually not simple. Having a home is not that simple. Having a home is a great thing. It's a huge thing. It's a blessing. It's a protection. But praying over those things with your family so they hear them, so they can acknowledge them, and teaching our children please and thank you. If we can do that, I think we'll be winning and cultivating and teaching our children to be grateful. So with that, I'll end this episode. A couple things. If you enjoy this podcast, please leave a rating and review. It truly helps the podcast grow. And in addition to that, I just want to share that I have a course available for Christian dads. Do you feel like you're struggling? Do you ever feel overwhelmed? Or do maybe you've had a rocky childhood and now you find yourself an adult with a wife and with kids and you're struggling leading your family, balancing it all, being a Christian? Well, that's where I was. I've really struggled as I was a Christian, and I was just came to a point where I just had no idea what to do. I just felt like I was failing my family and I was overwhelmed. And this course is birthed from that pain. And so I do believe it can really help that specific Christian dad. If you answered yes to that question, I believe that this course is for you and can help you. If you're interested in more information, you can check out theheartworkingdad.com. And you can even see the reviews of some guys who have taken that course, guys that I've worked with, who the course has really helped them in their journey as a Christian dad. So if that's you, I encourage you to check that out. Next up is, if you want to connect, you can email me at theheartworkingdad@gmail.com. You can find me on YouTube or Instagram. But also, I am on a prayer group hosted by Matt Knoll for the Frontline Podcast for Christian Men. You can email him at standingonthefrontline@gmail.com. He hosts a prayer group 1 p.m. every Friday, Eastern Standard Time. I'm there. It would be great if you could be there and we could pray together, get to know you. It's just been such a blessing, and his vision is just that whole Zoom call would be filled with men all over the world, and I'm with him in that vision. I want to see that vision grow. That's why I'm talking about it here. So if you're a hardworking dad listener, jump on board. I'd love to see you there. And with that, we'll talk soon.